Welcome to Munchkinland, a game that celebrates the games from Steve Jackson Games. This week, we are still playing our Pathfinder stuff, but instead of combining it with the regular Munchkin, because I just thought, oh my god, different factions, different classes, all these things from both sets seems a little crazy.
Yeah, that would be too confusing.
So let's just make it even crazier and set Pathfinder in space. And Rob's back, so I thought that that this is one of Rob's favorite other sets, so why not combine Pathfinder with Star Munchkin? Merry Christmas there, Rob.
Extra Christmas. I should have brought some of the Christmas cards.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Crap it.
Oh, well. There's always next year.
Yeah, there's always next year.
We'll just hit on them for another year. Just throw in the Easter cards.
Yeah.
I have those.
All right, so we've got two mighty big decks here with... If you hear the noise in the background, somebody decided to get a reed, one of those, what are those?
Recorders
for spreading my the Christmas little munchkins.
It's the gift that never stops
giving.
Yes.
So
headaches.
I apologize in advance for this. We did roll ahead of time. Zach ended up with the Star Munchkin counter.
Whoop, whoop.
So not extra Christmases for everybody, Rob.
Damn it.
And starts at level 2. But you know what?
Oh, God.
I'll just go ahead
and curse him. Level already.
And knock him down to 1. So we're all on the same page there.
That was quick.
Humbug. Right. Humbug.
Okay. Where shall we... Rodrigo won the last time with Shake Cthulhu, so it is my turn to start.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
I am a Pathfinder... I've got Le Bear, the secret. Before kicking open the door, look at the top two door cards in the deck. Discard one and put the other back in the top of the deck. Then kick open the door as normal. I've also got a sidekick, a Whiz Kid. Whiz Kid has the gadgeteer power to let you use as many complex items as you can carry. And then I have the stupidity field, usable by humans only. So there you go.
Oh, are we going to... Do complex and big being two different things, or should we just make them be the same thing?
They are two different things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bam. All right. So I am going to lay bare the secret before kicking open the door. Look at the top two door cards. Which one of these are door? These are door cards, right?
Those are door cards.
Yes.
Discard one. Okay, so I'm going to get rid of this level 4 gas giant. Oh, nah, that's okay. I did that wrong.
What happens?
That's okay. Kick down the door, curse. Lose your class. I thought it was going to go into my hand, and I was going to play it on the next person who went. So,
well, you don't have
that's
a class.
Okay.
I lose my class. I don't lose my class because Pathfinder is a faction.
Yay.
Doo-doo-doo-doo.
And I'm going to go looking for trouble.
You mean looting the room?
Looting the room, I mean. And I'm done.
It's almost like we didn't play Munchkin last
time. Oh, man, it has been so long since I played Munchkin. Mm. I have forgotten how to play. Robert?
I have a chance.
I'll kick down the door, because I'm a traitor. And I'm going to get a psychic.
So this is like the year 2222 in the world of Pathfinder.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody has escaped their planet and is exploring the stars.
There was a D&D space game.
Spelljammer.
Really? Spelljammers, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
awesome.
Brian's a big fan of it.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy times. Also, it kind of created this somewhat plausible reason to mix different settings because supposedly, like all of each setting was its own little dimension planet.
Yeah,
so you could actually fly in between settings.
Oh, so you could be like Dark World or Dark Sun.
Yeah,
and then you could jump into Forgotten Realms.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to get rid of my traitor and become a psychic. I get a +2 to any combat if I fight alone. That is, if I don't ask another player to help me. I can also discard one card at any time to either read minds, to look at any other player's hand. I may not show it to other players, though. Or to see the future, look at, but not draw, rearrange, or show to others the next 3 cards in either deck. I'm going to go ahead and use see the future by discarding a shield of Arrowden.
It's a good shield.
Yeah, but it's only usable by the Eagle Knight.
Oh.
And It doesn't look like we're going to get an Eagle Knight anytime soon. To look at the top three door cards before I loot the room.
You get to rearrange them in any order?
Nope. I just get to see what they are. And then I'm going to go looking for trouble. But Astro Muskrat, Space Pirate, level 2. He'll allow Bounty Hunter to pass if the player does not wish to fight. I'm only level 1, but because I'm psychic and I'm alone, I get a plus 2 to this combat, so I'm a 3.
So you're just beating it?
By 1.
All right.
Ah, kill it. Ooh, level 2. And a treasure. I'm going to put the beer gas grenade in play. You can go.
Okay, I'm a bounty hunter, which gives me new contract. When a monster card is on top of the discard stack, I may discard my entire hand to take it, but I cannot do that during combat. I also have freelance work. I may draw a face-down door card as a reward after I help someone else kill a monster. I'm also wearing a thorn crown of Iomada, something, I can't remember how to pronounce it. And it's a plus 4 bonus to headgear. And I kick open the door. Psh, psh, to psychic class. Ooh. It's not what I wanted.
It happens. But now you can... No, never mind.
Nope.
You can't be a psychic bounty hunter.
Mm-hmm. Well, he could if he had a
super munchkin.
He could become a psychic instead of a bounty hunter.
They actually kind of like the bounty hunter.
Yeah, bounty hunter.
The bounty hunter's nice.
Yeah.
Anything that gives you cards...
Yeah.
Mm.
I did like the trader too, but the benefits from it aren't so...
Going to loot the room.
I had a trader only weapon. It could have been a thing we could have traded later, but I'm probably just going
to
sell it.
Oh man, if you were a Pathfinder psychic, does that mean you get to look at the top 5 cards?
No.
No.
You can look at the top 3 cards, then decide if you want to lay bare the secret.
Ah, there you go.
Which I think there's no reason not to, I guess.
I'm going to hold on to those and end my turn.
You could just not want to discard one of the top 2.
Like, well, if you did a psychic with 3 cards, you could see what they are.
Psychic 3 cards.
Yeah. Look at the 3 cards.
The top one's all right. I can handle this. Oh, that's a level 20 monster. I'll let Zach deal with that.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But both abilities happen
at the same time.
No, separately.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Done? Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm just walking into whatever I'm walking into with a plus 5 banana fanful phaser. and I will kick down the door into a hell knight. I'm sorry, heck knight. Ugh. And I'm going to become a heck knight with a banana fanful phaser.
That mouth of yours, Rodrigo.
Yeah, I know.
There was our G rating.
And, then I'm going to loot the room. Loot. And then, just because it seems like a good idea, I'm going to blaze a trail to go up a level. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. End my turn.
All right, I will lay bare the secret.
Lay bare the space secret.
Okay, I'm going to put this one back, and I'm going to discard that one. And then I'm going to kick open the door, kapow, against a level 4 bottle. Bottle must die. The player who kills him draws one face-down door card. Bad stuff, he follows you around whining. You must give him an item to make him go away. If you have no items, lose a level. I am currently beating it by 6, by 3.
It took me a long time to get that joke.
Really?
Yeah.
Anyone?
No.
All right. Then boom. You get to draw one face down door card. And I get 2 treasures. 1, 2. And the bottle is gone. And I'm going to put a loaded die over here. Mm-hmm. Going to save this card. Okay. And I think I'm going to go up to level 2. Oh, wait! I will be visited by my future self and go up another level to level 3.
Future self's kind of.
Oh, wait!
Badass.
Not level 3. I'm going to support GM with bogus science and go up to level 4.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, wait!
No way.
Trap. Squiggleator. Lose a level, Rodrigo.
Oh, no.
And now I'm done.
What the poop, man? That was intense.
How did I not get hit with lose a level?
Christmas, Rob.
Woo! Also, he literally didn't realize it were level 2.
I did. I looked at his, at his reader. I'm going to be nice to Rob this time.
Yeah, that's
it's a Christmas spirit.
It's because you were mean to him all the way up to recording?
Yes. Hey, I wasn't mean to him up until recording.
Well, I think you called his face dumb.
No, that was me.
Oh, that's right.
He just called me horrible. I'm going to use pocket swap.
Ooh.
Play any time except during combat. Trade any item that you have in play and are not using for any item that an opponent has in play is not using.
Oh, what do you want?
The +4 one-handed item that only psychics can use.
Hmm, okay.
You can have a beer gas grenade.
Thank you.
I'm going to kick down the door. Double life! I may have 2 faction cards.
Nice.
Nice, nice. Ooh, what if one of the cards was a mat card?
Mat?
A mat faction instead of mat fraction.
Oh, I see. I was not in the right frame of mind for that one.
I was thinking, like, the card's not shiny? It's got a matte painting on it? Yeah. I don't understand.
I'm going to loop the room. Put duct tape into play. You can go.
Okay, I kick open the door. Necromancer! Ooh. That's how they talk. Reanimation. Once per combat, you may discard 3 cards. Add the top monster from the discard to the fight and make it undead. Awesome. Secrets of the Dead. Draw a face-down door card after a combat where you kill an undead monster. Bam. Oh, that's a class. Ah. Shucks. Rules. Ah. Don't like it.
Well, maybe if you loot the room, maybe you'll find a
Super Munchkin
card.
Maybe. Zach. I'm going to loot the room. Nope.
It was not a Super Munchkin. I'm almost certain.
Oh, darn. I'm a level 4, so you can't discard down to me.
Oh, darn.
Rodrigo's
actually,
level
1, oh, so yeah. He can't discard down.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, he discards instead of charities.
Can't charity to Rodrigo.
That was my radar.
Scanner.
Yeah. It's like, who's got something that I can make them miss? Da-da-da. Wow. All these are... I'm going to get rid... of let me count you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm gonna get rid of my psychic. Discard Red Mantis Assassin.
That's a faction.
You can actually play that.
Yeah, but I like my headgear.
Oh, and it's not usable.
Yeah,
idea.
That's what I was doing there.
I see what you did there.
And now I'm done.
Okay. I'm gonna kick down the door. Trap, Brain Scrambler. You have no class now. This trap has no effect. Otherwise, go back to the discard pile, starting with the top. The first class card you come to, blah, blah, blah. But I have no class.
So it was a class swapper?
Yeah.
Wow.
His brains would have been scrambled and he would have become psychic.
Yeah.
Which is extra appropriate.
Then I will loot the room. Don't want to discard... because discarding is for chumps.
Ouch.
Criminal in my head now.
Because it's awesome.
So, I'm going to curse Steven.
That's why
no.
I'm not upset by having...
Curse Fire God. Lose a level.
I'm going to lose a level. Okay, now, if I understand this correctly, if I play this card, it still stays in play throughout the rest of the game, correct? Unless it's...
Is that elixir?
Yes.
No, it actually... It protects you... while it's in play from curses. And once you use it, it goes away forever.
You are immune to level loss from curses or bad stuff. You may play this card to cancel such an effect even during combat. Keep the Sun Orchid Elixir in play unless it is taken from you by theft, a curse, or bad stuff, or you sell it for a level. When the Sun Orchid Elixir is discarded for any reason, put it back in the box. It will not reappear during this game.
How do you interpret that? Because it's a super powerful card. It's worth 1,300 gold pieces. It's one of these cards that disappears from the entire game once it's discarded.
It doesn't say usable once only, which is why I think it actually has the whole addendum of you may play this card to cancel such an effect even during combat, because he could have kept it in his hand and waited until you were like, I'm going to curse you. It's like, okay, I'm going to play this now.
Right.
Which normally you can't put a not one-shot item in play when it's not your turn.
Right.
This one lets you put it in play and lets you keep it as long as you... And it just keeps you immune from level loss.
Okay. So then it's in play then, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Well, that's what I get for not looking at your board.
No, no. I just... I didn't know because it's hard to decipher how that's supposed to be played. So...
You can go.
Okay. I'm going to lay bare the secret. Oh, this is going to be so tough. Ugh. All right, I'm going to get rid of this card. Wow. And then I'm going to kick open the door to a level one goblin. I got rid of a level two goblin.
Yeah.
Absolutely no special powers or abilities other than being a goblin.
You guys got any goblins?
And this is a horde monster, so if you've got goblins, stomp them on there.
Oh, man. What's he at?
Level one.
What are you at? No, what are you at?
I am at 8-10.
Ugh.
Beating it by 9.
Never mind.
Smash. Doink. Doink. And...
Starting to figure this out.
Yeah.
Who's figuring it out?
Zach, he actually managed to pick up a card without struggling.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a bright new day.
It's kind of impressive, really.
Intense therapy has gotten
so I can bank this over here, right? A two-handed item?
Mm-hmm. Yep, okay. As long as it's not big or complex. Well, I guess you could have it if it was big or complex.
It's two hands. Don't you have something over there, Rodrigo?
He's got
I've got the maser.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't that work with the faux phaser?
Yeah. You want to trade me something for it?
Yeah, yeah. What do you got? You got another one-handed item?
Yeah, I got a dog slicer.
All right.
That was a super simple trade.
That was. I'm telling you, it's the season to give and be nice. The Christmas spirit is within me.
Dunskys?
I'm done, yes.
Door.
Kick. He had to analyze your lingo.
Red Mantis Assassin. Double life.
Boo.
Woo.
And the double life does what? The
you can have two factions okay. Ignore the
negatives.
Oh, man, Zach, that's exactly what you needed earlier.
No, I need a class.
You need a super munchkin.
Super, super munchkin.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go ahead and loot the room.
Go.
Is there actually a card that just says loot? That'd be awesome.
There probably is.
Door.
Because Bard is a class in one of the later Munchkin expansions.
Level 10 dragon. Dragon ass.
Oh no.
We're dragons?
Yes, dragon is that horde thing. Yeah, so if you've got dragons, throw them on board.
Fire flame items do not work against it. Bad stuff. Lose 2 levels. Ha. Stupid dragon. I'm at level 1.
Yeah, Zag is at level 5 right now.
Oh, how did you manage that?
What?
Oh, no, he's
like his effective level is 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. Had me worried there for a minute.
I was like, whoa. So
he's like, how did you try me?
I did something cool. Who would like to help me? I'm going to give you 2 treasures.
Did I level
2 treasures.
No, I haven't. Okay. I've got 6 to add to you.
I can add 12.
It's 10. You're winning at this moment. Would
for
you
how
like
many treasures?
Help? 2.
Oh, sure.
Oh,
I'll help you out.
Sweet. So we're at 16 to 10. Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Yeah. Can I still add a dragon?
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, man. Dragon claws. Oh, man. +5 against everyone between December 1st and March 1st. Ha! Happy Chinese New Year. Bad stuff. He roasts you on open fire. You are dead.
So what's the deal here?
It's actually 17. So actually it's at 27. Our combined monster killing levels is at 27.
Well,
this one kills us. This one makes us lose 2 levels. So that's fun. But guess what? We have sacks.
Yes, we do. But how much are we losing by?
Well, 11.
We're losing by 11.
We are losing by 11.
Hmm.
I'll tell you this right now. I can add a whole 2.
You're welcome.
I can add, but not to our side.
So if we want to super die.
Yeah. Yes. Well.
All right. Time to run.
Do I have anything extra to run away? I don't think I do. No, I don't. Okay. I'm going to get my sack out.
I've already got my sack out.
Is it a munchkin tries to run from each thing first? Or is it each they run away from each monster? What's the preferred order? Zach tries to run away from each thing. Then Steven tries to run away from each thing. Is that how we usually do it?
I think that's the best way to do it.
Does this matter?
It might.
Potentially. Okay. I'm scared.
Someone might have a reloaded die.
I'm gonna go against Mr. Dragon Claws. Because why would he be so mean so close to Christmas? Death. Sweet, sweet death. Well, dragon ass, you don't even get to kill me. Because I'm just going to die.
The bad stuff from the dragon ass can't affect you anyways.
Right.
Yep.
So I'm dead.
All right. Steven?
I'm going to run away from Death Man.
Okay.
Death Man? It's Dragon Claws.
And I do.
Oh, and he does. Cool.
And the dragon ass?
And the other one. And I
No.
You picked it up and re-rolled it.
Oh,
you didn't
shoot,
grab
that's
it.
Right.
You die, Steven. Oh.
But.
Oh, there you go.
Smack it. Yeah,
that's
maybe.
A good idea since that's lose 2 levels.
Dang it. Steven. That's right. I did forget about that. Well, you know, I haven't been playing around with Zach Sack as much as Zach has. So.
Yeah,
you
know.
That's probably
share the love,
good
I guess.
This is
share
terrible.
The love.
Everything about this show is the worst.
Or is it the best?
All right, time to loot Zach's body.
I put my cards out?
Steven, me, you. Yeah.
Yep.
Meh.
Keep your bounty hunter aside, because you are still a bounty hunter.
We got some Silver Flare, some Aspis Agent, some Brain Worms, Necromancer, and a Shop Goblin. And my Thorn Crown.
And
all this cool stuff.
Yeah, you had a lot of stuff.
Man, there's so much stuff.
Right.
How come you didn't have your handy foot on?
Well, I wanted to see if better foot gear came along. And I didn't have anything to hold my hands.
Changed.
Well, it doesn't do anything.
It's minus one hand.
I didn't have anything to hold my hands.
It could have mattered.
It didn't at all.
Is this about usable by somebody only?
No.
It's not usable.
Yeah.
I've got headgear. Yep. Headgear.
I'm going to take that. Oh, no. Go, Rob. You're higher level than me.
Right. I am, aren't I?
Yep.
I'm going to... What's the Aspis Agent?
He's kind of cool.
The Aspis Agent. Start turning over treasure cards until it totals at least 1,000 gold pieces. You get every card worth at least 100 gold pieces. So just don't change treasures for this monster. If you merely defeat the agent, you get nothing. Oh, yeah. That guy's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
What's the Solar Flare do?
Lose a complex item.
I think it'd be kind of funny to get my beer gas grenade back. But I'm going to go ahead and take the Necromancer.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yep.
Because power gaming.
Yeah. I'm going to take the Handy Foot.
And everything else gets discarded, Zach.
Goodbye, everything.
Take the
door.
Yep. Pow.
My turn.
Sorry, Zach. I tried to help.
My turn is over. I appreciate your kindness and joy.
I didn't do anything.
Oh, it was a Santa dragon. He had to come out.
Yeah, it's the season.
Tis the season to kill Zach. Dragons burned my butt. Ouch, ouch.
And now
ouch,
you're dead.
And grabbed his sack.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Life is rough for Zach. I'm going to kick down the door. To a super munchkin. You may have 2 class cards and have all the advantages and disadvantages of each, or blah, blah, blah. You guys know how that works. All right. Now I'm going to go looking for trouble. It's probably a bad idea, but we'll see. Against a level 1 dragon.
Oh, a dragon, Zach. Do you got any dragons? Oh, wait.
Yes.
I don't even have any cards.
What's your total level?
My total level right now is 10, 11, 12, 13,
oh, yeah.
14.
Heck Knight gives you a bucket.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I am beating it by 13.
I got nothing.
No, neither do I.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Crunch. Finally putting me at that coveted level 2. And getting one treasure. I'm going to play a plot device. Go through the discards to find any one card you want. Take that card and discard this one. To get... probably not the best idea.
Traitor!
Let's see what the psychic gives me.
Plus 2 in combat alone. And the ability to discard a card to do stuffs.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take the traitor. It's a treasure, right?
Yep.
And then I'm going to become a Heck Knight Super Trader. Done.
All right.
You want to equip your trader piece of item?
Yes. And then, did I actually loot the room or was that all?
Yeah, you fought
no, killed the dragon.
Killed the dragon. That's right, I went looking for trouble.
Okay, I'm going to lay bare the secret. And, okay, I'm going to discard an Eagle Knight. Kick open the door. Trap. Alien experiment. If you have no race now, this trap has no effect.
Let's see what the Eagle Knights do in combat. You may discard up to 3 cards.
This is actually pretty cool, but I kind of like my...
yeah, Pathfinder is sweet.
Pathfinder is really nice.
And I think I'll loot the room. And I'm done.
Okay. I'm going to kick down the door.
Strix! Plus 3 against witches. Level 6. They attack from above. Lose your headgear. If you have no headgear, lose a level. But, or... 5, 6, 7, 8. Versus it's 6.
How many treasures?
2.
Hmm.
I got nothing.
I likewise have nothing. Just wanted to throw that out there.
It's okay. Good to know.
I am okay.
Yay! No Strix.
Level.
Treasure. Treasure. Bell of Dismissal. And a Ball of Yarn. And a Medkit. Because my hand has got a lot in it, apparently. Go!
Yay, 4 cards for me.
8 cards for you.
8 cards for me. 3, 4, 8.
All right, Zach, let's see if you got any class.
He's a bounty hunter. He already had class.
Oh, that's
so
right.
So much. Oh, I'm going to look for my hand. Embrace the old ways. Go up a level. I'm already better than I was when I was alive. Bam! Oh, that would have been funny.
Death isn't always a bad thing.
No, no. Sometimes no. you can negotiate a death into a win.
Almost. I'm going to give myself a toothpick for a plus 2 for a one-handed item.
I really like that one.
Yeah. Yeah, Pathfinder, I think, really stepped up the puns.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
But that is a weapon that I would totally use in-game.
Sure, sure.
Especially in Paladins and Dinosaurs that pick
a
T-Rex tooth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you don't know what Rob's talking about, he's talking about one of our mid-season breaks or one of our season break campaigns in our other show, Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers Dungeons & Dragons podcast. You can check that out. Major Spoilers Podcast Network Master Feed.
I think I'm going to become a mutant, but it is very confusing, I think. Really? You may discard 2 cards of the same type, door or treasure, in order to draw 1 face down from that deck. You may do this any time except during combat. You may wear 2 items of headgear or footgear at the same time, or carry an extra hands worth of stuff. You may I can discard 2 door cards to draw another door.
Right.
And
right.
Or I can wear a lot of stuff. Okay. I'll do that.
Well, you've got both. You can discard 2 door to draw a door.
Yeah.
2 treasure to draw a treasure. And
yeah.
You can
do that thing.
Basically,
you either have 2 heads, 4 feet or three lay.
But you can't have all of them.
No. Right. Correct.
But you also don't have to like pick now. So yeah. If you had three hand items and you got rid of one, you could then have two headgear items as long as you're not doing any two or three of them at once.
Got it.
There's probably a more elegant way to do the mutant.
Yeah. Let's see. Now I'm going to loot the room. Wait, no.
Actually, you gotta kick down the door.
There's so many doors when you die.
One extra.
Oh, fantastic. Level 14 rune giant. Plus 3 against anyone with no big items. Make that level 17.
I thought all he did was get stuff.
No.
He
plays through it. Like,
bad stuff.
At the start of his turn, he gets cards.
Gotcha. Oh my gosh.
Is it
bad stuff? Everything you own is ruined. Ruined. Roll a die for each item you have in play on a 1-3 discarded.
Well, that's fortunately.
Not as bad as.
No.
How many treasures?
4. Who wants to pony up 13? No, wait. 11. Who would like to help me?
I would like to help
you. I would offer 2 treasures.
I'll help you for 2 treasures.
Sweet.
I would like to help
you. How many treasures total?
But I'm only 7.
4.
I'm bringing 22 into this fight.
Wow. Fantastic. That means we have what I like to call 26 against 17.
Oh, really?
Yes, at the moment.
Plus 10 to monster.
Okay.
Can I see your
head?
Yeah.
So we're losing.
Only by 1, it sounds like. Didn't you guys say you were at 26 and he's at 27?
Yeah, by 1.
I figured this was a very easy one. Plus, it gives you extra treasure. See, I'm being nice.
Yeah, but I don't have anything in my hand to help us.
Oh.
Oops.
Sorry.
See,
I get you guys were going to have 2 extra treasures. Which means, Zach, you would have gotten 3 treasures out of this deal.
Correct. But you also made us be losing.
I won.
I don't have anything to help. I only have 5 cards.
Does Rodrigo have anything to help you out with?
Mm-mm. I walked into this fight with 26 points.
Oh, okay.
I think that's valiant.
Well, you had 26, you had 22, right?
5, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Where did I get that much from? Yeah, I had 18 coming in.
Oh.
You guys were at...
Yeah, together we were at 22, yeah.
Oh. I was taking that 22 and adding my 4... thus getting 26.
No. So now how much are you losing by?
Well, 5.
You're losing by 5?
Yeah.
Well, since I was trying to be nice, I'll try to be nice again by miniaturizing your monster to a -5, but you lose 1 treasure if you beat it. So now you should be tied, right?
Yep.
They still have nothing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is the best turn for Rob.
You don't have anything to just kick it up by 1?
I have something to help the monsters gain more.
Don't you have something like discard a thing and you get to do a thing?
Doesn't
your bounty hunter let you do something?
I can discard my whole hand to add the top monster in the discards to the fight.
Well?
That doesn't help us.
Well, let's run away.
Okay.
And Rodrigo doesn't have anything with his Heck Knight, doesn't do nothing?
He gives me a +5.
Plus 5
to
armor. Okay. Oh, Steven.
I'm sorry, Zach. What's the bad stuff?
There was great... I could lose my toothpick.
Ow.
Yeah, the bad stuff hurts Rodrigo more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to run away from Mr. Rune Giant.
How you do?
Fantastic.
Can I borrow that?
Sure. It's radioactive.
Also me.
Bam.
See? Congratulations.
See, it wasn't bad.
See, that was exciting.
Nothing happened.
Dang it. I mean, hooray!
I'm done.
Done?
Yes. All right,
I'll kick down the door. Alchemist. It's a class. Potion masteries will once only items you play in any combat have double the combat bonus. Let into gold. When you sell items for a level, you receive a minimum of 300 gold pieces for each. For any other modifiers are applied. So I will be a trader alchemist.
That seems appropriate.
Yeah. And then I will loot the room. Loot. End of turn.
Okay, I will lay bare the secret. Ooh. Ugh. All right, I'm going to get rid of this level 20 Lamashatu or whatever his name is.
Lamashatu.
Whoops. And I'm going to put that one back, kick open the door, and find a level 2 dragon, a flatworm. Ow, paper cut. Can't use hand items in this fight. Ouch. Bad stuff. You're caught flat-footed, lose your foot gear. I don't have any foot gear, but I am beating it by 11. Or beating it by 9, I'm sorry. It is a dragon.
You did say you could add to monsters.
How much is he beating it by?
Oh, you don't want to do that, Zach. 9.
Yeah, no.
After I've been trying to help you all this time.
I can't tell if you're being sincere anymore.
Sincere. 3, 2, 1, smash. 1 level, 1 treasure, 1 flat dragon. Oh, that would, don't give him hints on pulling a level 20 from the grave and adding it to the fight. Because if he would have discarded
oh,
that.
Oh, wow, I totally could have.
Wow.
I don't like my hand that much.
All right, I'm going
Steven
to.
Steven was totally thinking there.
Yeah.
Well done,
that's
Zach.
What I was thinking. You got to get in Rob's head.
Scary place. Yeah, apparently Rob wasn't thinking that either.
It's a terrifying place.
I am wearing armor of skulls for a +4 bonus.
Cool.
Creepy. My turn?
Yes, it is.
I'm going to kick down the door. Witch!
Damn what? It. You can be a witch, can't you?
I'm already
witch.
A psychic. You'd have to stop being a psychic.
I'm actually going to discard the witch to my psychic to see the future of the doors.
I see. I knew that was going to happen.
Mm. Yeah, because you are also psychic.
I am also psychic.
I'm going to go looking for trouble. To fight a hydrogen dragon.
Dragons?
Dragons everywhere.
Level 1 dragon. If you're using a fire flame item, you automatically defeat him, but the treasure is consumed in the explosion. I am not using fire flame item. I've got 9 to its 1.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
Enjoy.
Whee!
Haven't we all got to kill the dragon at least once? Rodrigo has, I have, you have.
A dragon killed me.
Yeah, dragon killed that. Okay.
Pretty much same thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. What's that card you just drew?
No. I was looking to see what level he's at now. You have 4? Okay. Zach, what are you? 2?
2.
Rodrigo is 2, and I am 6.
Dunskies. Okay.
Dunskies. Dorskies. Bounty hunter.
There's a reason I didn't loot the room.
Yeah. Oh, I like his art more. I'm going to take him.
Discard the other one.
Yeah. His sign that says, ask about our low rates. That's good marketing, I guess. So I want him. And now I'm going to loot the room. Wandering monster.
You can just throw away.
Could.
Unless you're going
to or curse you, Steven.
What?
Sorry.
Zach.
Sorry. Lose a level or lose your class. Faction. Pathfinder.
No, but.
Oh, it doesn't work. That's right. Any curse that tries to take away a level. My sun orchid elixir protects me. Quishing!
Dang it. Yeah, whatever. I totally knew that was going to happen. That's why I did it, just to add drama. Nope. I'm done.
Well, you know, oftentimes in a story you have to repeat a special power.
Yeah.
So occasionally a little swing.
Right.
I'm going to kick down the door.
Cool.
Yes, the level 16 space probe will not pursue anyone of level 3 or below. Characters of higher levels lose 2 levels if they fail to defeat it, even if they escape. Bad stuff, you get probed. Lose any armor and or headgear you are wearing. Lose 2 levels. Lose your dignity.
Ouch.
Let's see. Right now I'm at...
You're beating it though, right?
Yeah. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. I'm an 18, and it against it's 16.
And even if we popped it up, it wouldn't chase him down anyways.
Nope. Anybody a cyborg, by the way?
Nobody is right now. No.
We've seen one race come out.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Crunch. 2 levels.
Wow.
And 4 treasures.
Wow.
Ba-bam.
There you go.
Zach, don't you get something for helping somebody? Or was that some other power that you had? That
he does? No, I can draw a face down door.
He hasn't helped anybody.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's had help twice.
Okay.
It didn't work either time.
No, it did not. In fact, you left me to die.
I didn't leave you to die.
Well, you lived,
like, Zach,
I died.
This way.
So.
I was like, Zach, this way. Come on, Zach.
Uh-huh.
We can win together.
Right.
If you remember, I even botched my rolls, so it makes it look like I was trying
That's
to
That's true. So really, you're a double agent.
No, I'm helping you out.
But you pretended to help me.
I did.
And then you pretended to be on my side, like, oh, we'll go down in flames together. Just kidding.
And we held our pinkies together as we went off the cliff.
Yeah.
Only, you know, your cliff was
like
was 5 foot drop, and his
Oops,
was...
sorry. You know. Mine was a dragon's mouth.
All right. I'm going to find a path to go up a level.
No. I mean, hooray.
And then I'm going to sell some stuff I got for 600 and 400 gold pieces, which I believe is enough to...
Yep.
Get me another level, putting me at level 6.
Bam. Bam.
Treasures. And then I'm going to, because this is like the number one pastime, curse Steven.
Man.
Change your faction.
To what?
Whatever's on top of the discards.
Hmm. What could it be?
I think it's the, it's the Eagle Knight.
Eagle Knight.
I don't want to be an Eagle Knight. I'm going to kick open the door. Pow. Wandering monster. Ooh, this will be good. And I will loot the room. Even better. And my turn is done.
Oh, I'll kick down the door. Giant ants. Oh, crap. The group mind overwhelms psychics. Plus 5 against psychics.
Wow.
Oh, man.
4, 5, 6. 10 versus it's 11. Damn it.
I have 4 to give you.
Help me, please.
I pledge my toothpick.
Woo.
You have my toothpick.
Did we win?
We win.
Woo! Yeah, I'm not doing anything.
I said I was being nice to Rob.
Boom.
Bam. All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a door card.
Take a door card.
Bam.
That was not the right noise for taking a door card.
It wasn't.
What the heck was that?
I don't know.
I'll go ahead and put the face spot into play. And gain the level. Say go.
Going door. Bam. Level 18, undead, whispering tyrant. -4 against necromancers and summoners. When I pursue anyone of level 4 below. Huzzah! I am weak. Bad stuff, you are dead. I think I'm just going to cut my losses and say, sayonara, whispering giant.
Run, run, run.
Running, running, running.
It's level 18?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would say I've got 11.
Well, I only have 4. Unless math has changed in the last 5 minutes, that's only 15.
Yeah, you're right. I stand corrected.
All right. All right.
All right, all right.
My level keeps going up. They keep staying the same.
Oh, shucks. That probably could have helped. That's okay. I'm going to hold that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Done.
The essence of death.
I'll kick down the door. Summoner!
It's better than at least one of the two classes.
Yeah. Trying to figure out which one, though.
Probably Alchemist, because you've got your foot gun thing that's only a trade.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to stop being an Alchemist and become a Summoner.
I kind of thought so. I think the Alchemist is the weakest of the Pathfinder classes.
Yeah. I mean, it can be really strong if you have a lot of one-shot items, but I have yet to draw one. Go, Steven, go.
All right, I'm going to kick open the door and find a level 12 Captain Quirk. Any female who removes Captain Quirk from the galaxy or helps the one who does gets an extra level. Zach, you want to help me out?
He's not a girl.
Oh. Let's see.
I will help you out.
Ten.
Hold on.
I don't think I need it.
But I will.
That's okay. what am I at? 8, 14, 19, 20, 21 against its 12.
Wouldn't you like to beat it by 4 more?
It's no kill like overkill.
There is snow kill like overkill. That's right. But 3, 2, smash. 1 level. 3 treasures. Oh my goodness. I'm going to remove my dog slicers and put in some Dragon Balls. They zip and zing through the air like zephyrs. This counts as a flame fire attack. They get an extra plus 5 when fighting a dragon, even when that one is usually immune to flame fire attacks.
Cool.
I'm also going to bank a vibrating virus grenade. And, ooh, man. And I'm also going to bank a photon cutlass. And I think since I don't really need either one of those two, I'm going to get rid of a Dealey Boppers and a Photon Cutlass for 1,000 and go up one more level to level 8. And now I am done.
Ay, caramba.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and give your WizKid a better offer.
What?
Play at any time except during combat to take a sidekick from another player. However, a traitor's sidekicks are loyal and will not leave him.
I didn't even get to use my sidekick voice even once.
You had plenty of opportunities.
That's why I'm leaving you, sir. you don't even remember my name, do you? I'm going to go over here with Rob. Rob will feed me and take care of me. Yeah, he'll also discard you if the going gets tough.
Yup.
Is that true?
Kick down the door. Alchemist! God, friggin' all the classes.
So much class. Rob has never had more class in his life than he has right now.
Don't Red Mantis Assassins have a discardy ability?
Yeah, when you look for trouble, you may discard up to 3 cards from your hand. No. It also requires me getting monsters in my hand.
Oh, well, there's that. Which you aren't, because you're getting classes.
Yeah. Loot the room. Yeah. Loot the room. Freaking kidding me.
So much class.
I'm going to put Paradox in a box and play. You can go.
You should sell some of your stuff. Go up another level.
Kick a door. Level 1 goblin dog.
Hooray, a break for Sack.
Hello.
Oh, didn't I say I had a wandering monster?
Oh, he stole...
Play when someone has just opened a door and turned over a door card. It is now the turn of the player you choose. He is the one who turned over the card. After this turn, play then proceeds to the next player. Yes, this can give you 2 turns in a row. Usable once only. Put this card on the bottom of the discards.
So does that mean Zach loses his turn completely?
No, he actually gets to go again.
Okay. Yeah, gets to go again. Okay.
Like, it is now that, like, the turn just got clicked over to Rob again.
Okay.
You guys got any goblins to throw at me?
I've got things that I can throw at
I've
you.
I've got words to throw at
you. But it is, what level are you?
I'm 5. Level 5.
It is Christmas season, and I did say it's going to be
seven,
nice to Rob.
8, 9, 10, 11, 15 versus its 1.
Oh, so you could actually handle some stuff, right?
Apparently.
Since I'm being nice to everybody. I'll throw in my wandering monster, a level 12 ogre achiever. Read that carefully.
Plus 5 against anyone who doesn't have class and a faction. Have a class and a faction. I've got both a class and a faction.
All right.
Spiffy. So that's 13 to my... What did they say? 15?
Yes.
Yep, 15.
Oh, I'll just make sure this is a computerized ogre achiever and add a plus 5 to it. Rob's going to get a crap ton of treasures.
Yes.
I'm trying a new strategy.
Not win?
Karma.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
Are you hoping that it'll pay off in this game?
Well, maybe.
Or the next game.
Maybe.
Or next life's
game. Next life's game. Oh, okay. The next game of life.
You're going to have two fans of kids.
No.
So much karma.
So right now, it's beating you by one.
Right now, 17, 18, it's beating me by three.
Ugh.
Oof, I have four.
You're getting a crap ton of treasure, man.
I'll give you two of the treasures.
Two treasures. Yay. We'll peck their eyes out with my toothpick.
Now there's people involved.
Oh, shucks.
I tried to be helpful, Rob.
Okay. You guys, what are you guys beating it by?
One.
Yeah.
Woo! Woo! Small victory is a victory.
Wait, no. If Zach helps me, I go down by two.
Oh.
So.
You're losing
time. I retract my offer.
Yeah, he's not. He would only give add two.
I get plus two to any combat if I fight alone.
Yeah.
So if I have him come and help, I lose plus two.
Yeah. So you'd end up with the same.
So we'd be up.
Oh,
two,
a net two,
because he's four,
which is not enough anyway.
Which is not enough because I'm down three. Would you care to help?
Hmm. You bring a lot to the table.
There's a lot of treasures.
I would help you for three treasures.
I think I'd accept that.
Okay.
Oh,
that's 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, plus 6 is 22.
So you've got 22?
I've got 22 coming in.
And I had 13, 25. That's after the...
Throw in some stuff, Zach. They've got like a lot of ways to go. They're beating up by a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I understand.
No.
I have.
It'll make you feel good in your heart.
I doubt it.
3, 2, 1.
Smashed.
Deaded.
Smushed.
Count your levels and count your treasures. You get two levels out of that?
Yep.
And like seven treasures.
Five. One, two, three, four, and five.
What do they got?
Wow, a bunch of crap.
Loaded die is always good.
Yeah.
And a dazer.
And Rodrigo does have the Mazer, Pazer, Bobazer.
There you go.
So what'd you get, Rob, and what did you get, Rodrigo?
I got a loaded die and shard gel.
I got a tail gun, which is usable by feline only, and plus one bonus pumps usable by alchemist only, which I'm not anymore, but I might be able to finagle that into some cash.
Now Zach's turn. Now is my turn?
Again.
Yeah. Now it is again Zach's turn.
Another door. Level 6 sin spawn. Minus one to run away. Bad stuff, you are dead. Even the low monsters want to kill me.
Poor Zach.
I am not winning.
Would you like help?
Well, I mean, I was just going to force you to do it.
Well.
Actually, I was just going to force
you. He did offer.
Well, I know, but then I might have to give him treasures.
Yeah.
What is your offer? Treasure.
Any treasure that you can't actually use.
Any treasure I can't actually use. Good, great offer.
So if he can use both of them, you get no treasures?
Yeah.
But if he can't use any of them.
But if he can't use either of them, I get both of them.
Interesting. I will accept your offer because it sounds so interesting.
Cool.
We are winning by
a bucket.
Whatever you have.
Seven, eight.
That's two.
15.
Haha, I have four. That gives us nine. That means we're winning by
13.
Number. Anyone?
No.
Okay.
I want to see what happens here.
Sin spawn, death.
Yes, I also want to see what happens here.
I go to level 3.
Treasure the first.
Dragon Flagon. Was it plus four bonus one hand? I can use! Haha! Triple Ganger summons two inferior duplicates who fight beside you. The Triple Gangers add double your level to your combat strength. You may use Triple Gangers only when you do not have a helper.
So you can also use.
I can use that. Fantastic. Good fortune will befall you, Rob, in the future, I'm sure.
Probably not.
Yeah, most likely not.
Yeah, it was worth
a
shot.
But your deed will not be forgotten.
It was an interesting decision for Zach to make, but honestly, I figured you were probably, statistically speaking, I think the majority of items can be used by everybody.
Yeah.
Don't you have to discard something?
Honestly, what I should have done was look at the top and then made that decision.
I'm just going to hold that, though. 2, 3, 4, 5. Done!
But I think that would have been a little too obvious.
Okay. Let's see. Before kicking open the door, I'm going to pitch a half-breed to take the top monster from the door discards into my hand. And then kick down the door. Trap! Genetic regression. Lose a level. No! Okay.
That's a bummer.
Yeah. But I'm going to go looking for trouble. Against a level 6 sin spawn. It's minus 1 to run away. Bad stuff, you are dead. Gives me 2 treasures. Right now, I am beating him
by a lot.
At 10, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24.
24
versus at
6. Fantastic.
Anybody going to do anything?
I got nothing.
Nothing.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Crunch. Get a level. And 2 treasures. I'm going to put a loaded die into play. And the stasis field. And then, let's see. I'm going to sell my pumps, tail gun, and anti-curse purse. It's going to be 3, 5, and 5 for 1,000. To go up another level, which was made level 7. And that'll be my turn.
I'm going to kick open the door, pow, and find a level 14 undead death web. So I guess undead means zombies, so if you got zombies, minus 4 against Pathfinders. Woo! Good thing I got rid of that Pathfinder earlier.
That would have shrunk.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
was that sarcasm? Interesting.
God.
Interesting choice.
I'm going to guess you're beating it.
Maybe. Let's see here. 12, 23. Yes, I'm beating it by 9.
I'll throw something in there.
Right.
Yeah, you were beating it by 9, but now it's 30. Unless he's got 30.
He's minus 4 against Eagle Knight, so
26.
He's just coming in with 12.
26 against 20. You want to help me, Rob?
I'll
give you all the treasures.
But you'd win the game.
I would win the game.
Ooh.
And I've been so nice to you, man. Nice to you this entire game.
All the treasures?
All the treasures.
Okay. I'll help. I'm going to go ahead and use a Bell of Dismissal on the on Jeb.
That's not helping.
I'm in the combat. No, I don't want to fight you. You go away.
Okay.
Use during any combat, return one monster to the bottom of the door deck. If it was the only monster in the fight, the combat is over and the current player loots the room. But it was not, so...
Okay. Okay, anybody else?
Demon web.
Nope.
All right, up one level for me. Rob gets 4 treasures.
Woo, go up a level card.
I would have given that one to you anyway.
Yeah. Baneberry juice. Kiss of Barbados. A wishing ring. And undo top button.
So what are you now?
I'm level 8.
There you go.
I'm going to go ahead and discard this to look at the top 3 door cards.
Should also sell some stuff and go up to level 9.
That's why I was looking.
This could get interesting.
Let's... Oh, hey, that works. I'll go ahead and kick down the door. Trap antimatter. I'll go ahead and use my wishing ring on it.
What does it do?
Of the items you have in play, the one that gives you the highest bonus now carries a penalty equal to its former bonus. Oof. Turn it upside down. You can discard it at any time, but this costs you 2 levels. Nothing else reduces or removes the penalty, and there's no other way to get rid of the item. Get rid of the...
You know what, but... even the wishing ring will do that, even though it says there's no way to get rid of the item?
There's no way to get rid of the item.
Yeah, but he's canceling the curse. All right. Slash trap.
Yeah. And I'll... say go.
Do you loot the room?
Do you loot the room?
Oh, no. No, I haven't looted the room. I don't want to loot the room. I need another glass.
Now are you done?
Now I'm done.
Okay. Door kick. Space door. Trap. Can opener. Lose the armor you're wearing. I am not. Joke is on you, can opener. And... now I'll do that thing where you loot the room.
Oh, what is that called?
It's opening another door, kind of. I'm done. Oh, wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No, I'm not. I'm going to... curse Rob.
With?
Change your class.
Oof.
Ow. If you have no class now, otherwise go back through the discard pile, starting with the top discard, the first class card you come to.
Oh no, he's going to become class. The Pathfinder.
No, nope, that's not a faction. He's probably going to become a psychic, actually.
Alchemist.
Oh, that's true. I forgot I discarded that.
That's a bummer.
Bummers.
Ju-ju-ju-ju-ju-ju.
Dunskies.
Okay. Let me see what the top monster on the discards is, if it's worth stealing. Ooh, it's a big spider.
And it's undead.
Big undead spider. Yeah, I'm gonna...
throw a wandering monster on that. Anybody with an undead can just pile on the undead.
Bam. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna discard a monowire trap to take the top monster of the discards. And then I'll kick open the door for another super munchkin. So I know what I'm throwing away for the top monster of the discards later.
I hate you so much right now.
No, I understand that.
So friggin' much.
I'm gonna go looking for trouble. Against a level 12. Sandpoint Devil. It's +4 against Necromancers and Pathfinders. Yes, that's +8 against both. Thankfully, I'm neither. The next monster you face will be considered undead. If it actually is undead, it has a +10.
Ooh. Oof.
3 treasures. Right now, it is level 12. I am at an effective 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Right, 10. Until 13. 19 plus 7 is 26.
Wow. Versus it's 12?
Mm-hmm. So I'm beating it by 14.
Shoot, dog.
You're good.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Mm-hmm. Crunch. Go up a level. Three treasures. Ooh. So there's an armor I can actually use. I'll put on some shred skin. I think.
Is that over top of your Heck Knight?
Oh, that's true. I'm a Heck Knight. I forgot about that. Well, that makes things easier then. Because I'm just going to sell my Electro Suit, which is usable by Gadgeteers only, and my shred skin, which I can use as a Heck Knight. To go up to level 9.
Oh, you're up to level 9 too, Rob?
I'm at level 8.
Oh, you didn't sell your stuff and go up to level... you lost a level?
No.
No, oh,
no.
Okay.
No, I used my psychic to see if I was going to be able to...
Ah.
I was like, I can't do it, so... we'll wait.
Done. Okay, I'm going to now kick open the door to find a level 8 awful green thing. Plus 3 against psychics, minus 1 to flee.
Let's go ahead and start here. You found some alien candy. Gain 200 pounds. And lose your armor.
Yep, that one. There you go.
Let her make me feel too good. There's candy. Oh,
so,
boy.
So, 14, 16, 17,
18. No, 17. I'm still winning.
How much are you beating it by?
I'm beating it by at least 12.
You sound like a British Bane.
You have my permission to shut up, Zach.
Yeah, he's up by 12.
Well, I can do this, which will... Essence of Death, plus 3 to the monster, but it makes it undead.
Hold on.
Okay, then. Scratch that.
Trade that to me.
Why?
Can't because trade during combat.
You can't trade while you're in combat.
Okay.
Because when I throw it at him, it's doubled.
Okay. What do I get?
Duct tape.
Okay.
Sounds awesome.
Duct tape's cool.
Bam! 6! So, 14.
2 one-handed items together.
Do you have anything?
Yeah, I have
an undead.
All right.
Dumbass.
I forgot about that.
Holiday cheer? Gone.
This is
so
like
I'm losing by 8.
This is the best part about this. This is like a reverse Christmas Carol in which Steven is trying to be nice, and then the ghost of Christmas past, present, and future. There's a past, present, and future. Yeah. I don't know.
I am now losing by 14 and 14, 28 to my 17, 18, 19, 20. It's 28 against my 20. Man, if somebody had a minus 5 something to throw in,
you'd win.
I would.
What's the bad stuff on the green thing?
Lose 2 levels and discard 2 cards from my hand. Ooh. And I'm also dead.
You can't lose levels from bad stuff.
And I'm also dead.
Mm. Oh, man.
So he would just die.
All right. Guess I'm going to run away.
No, you're not.
Waka waka.
Stasis field. Play after combat. When someone tries to run away, either to immobilize all monsters and make escape automatic for the players. Oh, so you're going to make it automatic for me. Thank you, Rodrigo.
Nope. Well, we'll take the second option.
Or to immobilize all players and cause the bad stuff to happen. Usable only once. So it headbutts me. Wham! I lose 2 levels and discard 2 cards from my hand. That's the awful green thing.
Yeah. So nothing happens there.
Okay. And the other one is,
now, is
I
it
am...
from bad stuff or just from curses?
It says curses or bad stuff.
Okay.
Nice.
The other one is Death Web. I am dead. Jim. Good thing is, since I'm dead, nobody can have this card, and it goes away forever.
True.
Goodbye.
Oh, if you die, it goes away?
Yep.
Cool.
However, you keep this. You're still an Eagle Knight.
Congrats.
Let's see. I can't see that far.
Stupidity field. There you go, Rodrigo.
It would be bigger. And then what are the Dragon Balls?
Dragon Balls.
They're extra against dragons, and they count as fire flame action.
Yep.
Is it a one-hand item?
It is a one-hand item.
Yeah, actually, I think I'm going to take the stupidity field.
All right.
Rab.
Here's a thorn crown of
that I can't use.
I know, there you go.
I'm actually going to go with the Dragon Ball.
Okay. I want
and Zach can have
Zach,
his
you
throne.
Can have
his
crown
back.
Wow, that crown is bad luck, dude. I wouldn't take it.
And everything else gets thrown away.
I want Dragon Balls.
I'm sorry, but Dragon
Well, it looks
balls.
Like my turn's done.
Okay. Yeah, you still have your Eagle Knight.
Yep.
Death.
What do I got?
Now watch what Rob tried to win a game.
That's okay. Remember, we're being nice to Rob this week.
Yeah.
False. You were being nice to Rob this week.
I'm going to...
What are you talking about? I'm being way nicer to Rob than I normally am.
That's true.
I just haven't... By not talking to him.
You've not acknowledged his presence.
Yeah, that's right.
Shunned.
Yes. Shunning is a step up from how I usually treat him.
What's a step underneath shunning?
Well, you've seen how I normally treat Rob. Right, yes.
There's no really word to describe it.
No. It's a complex series of behaviors. Here we go.
Now he's going to sell everything. Go up to level 9, draw a level 1 monster.
Well, he can go looking.
Game
well,
over.
Yeah, he can kick open the door. And...
Mm-hmm. Kick down the door. There should be like a munchkin
soundtrack.
So, Rob,
you did sell some stuff. You did go up a level. You're at level 9. Off
the ball of yarn, the baneberry juice, and my mental amplifier for 1,200 total. Because I'm an alchemist. So anything that's less than 300 is worth 300.
And what's behind door number one?
Level 4 Ghoul Friday.
There you go.
She is undead. It's plus 3 against necromancers. Currently 5, 6, 7, 16.
I'm going to throw in my Eagle Knight against you.
I don't think it works that way.
Yes, it does.
He beats you to death.
He beats you to death with that big sword.
You got anything?
And those epaulets that are...
Maybe.
Maybe? Okay.
That depends. I need to look at the treasure discards.
All right. Going through the treasure discards. Rob has a
and don't you have a thing where you can draw a demon from the top thing there, Zach?
Yes, I do. When a monster on the top of the discard stack, I may discard my entire hand to take it.
It's Christmas spirit. I'm just helping you out.
No, I understand.
And is this an undead, this ghoul?
I just wanted to see how things panned out for a second.
Yeah, there's not much I can do with
this.
There's
not much you can do? Okay, that's fine. I got something. I'm going to play a wandering monster. A brain in a jar.
Oh, no, brain in a jar. That guy sucks.
You must kill him.
Wow, wow, wow. What is the... Read me brain in the jar.
Will not pursue anyone of level 3 or below. For others, escape is impossible. If you don't kill the brain in a jar, it follows you with its thoughts and gets you. You forget everything you know, lose 2 levels, and your classes.
Yipe. Ooh, Zach, very good card to play.
Thank you, Steven.
That's a bad, bad...
bad mamba jamba.
That's a rough monster.
That is a rough monster.
Pizza sounds really good right now.
It does. If only we had a sponsor who sold pizza so we could insert an advert right here 20. With a discount code.
And we'd be like, can you guys hear how good this pizza tastes?
Chewy.
Yeah, because that's
stretchy.
That would make people like the show is us eating pizza during it, like chewing right into the microphone.
I'll throw a kiss of Barbados in there. I'm at 22 versus the 20.
I'm going to... Oh, go ahead.
Well, you got something?
Not really.
Not really?
I'd have to like do something very complex to even get a tiny bonus.
I will do something not so complex and discard my entire hand.
To throw an undead spider in there?
To get an undead spider. Death web! So much death.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that bounty hunter ability is really rough with you discarding your whole hand, but it's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Depending on the situation.
Does it have a minimum on it?
Nope.
Cool.
But he already discarded his entire hand, so it's not like he can use it
well,
again.
Well, what he's saying is like...
You have to have like 4 cards to do it.
Yeah, you can't. So, which is nice, because if you just have a single useless card in your hand, you can just be like, oh, that monster, please.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Although you did give up your fairy leaf powder,
which is pretty good.
Awesome.
But...
I'm gonna have to run away.
Usefulness.
I'm gonna use a paste pot to do so. I may use the paste pot before a munchkin rolls to run away to make his escape automatic from all monsters in that fight, or after a munchkin successfully runs away to force him to roll a second attempt from seeing a monster. I'm going to make it so it's automatic escape.
Sure.
Which but I assume still doesn't actually do anything
to brain in jar.
Let me reread brain in jar.
Yep.
Yeah, it does say escape is impossible. I would say, yeah.
Yeah. However, okay, so I forget everything I know, lose 2 levels and my classes. So, I'll lose my alchemist. I'll lose 2 levels, except I have a med kit. Play immediately when you lose 1 or more levels. 1 lost level is restored. Boop.
Alright, so Rob only loses 1 level and a class.
Darn.
And you know, discard some useful cards.
Yeah.
But that's what they're for.
Huh. So what class do I want to be now?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, losing my class, not a big deal. I'm going to say go.
I'm going to say kick a door.
I can make up my mind whatever I want.
Level 4 Tengu, plus Regan's Pathfinder and Pathfinders. Bad stuff, lose the item worth the most gold pieces. I am currently beating it by 3, 7, 8, no, 7, 12, 14, by 10.
Go, Zach, go.
Kill Tengu.
I kind of want Zach to win this one.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, it would.
Well, it would be great, except that we'd probably have to play for like
for a lot
another
longer.
Hour yeah. for that to happen.
Two True. Treasures.
Nice.
I'm going to get me some aluminum foil for +1 bonus. I win ties.
Because you duct taped your...
Yeah, I duct taped nice. My toothpick and my dragon flagon together.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Or, I mean, I'm also a mutant, so... I could also have 3 hands, but...
You now have another, duct tape, now so have I another have, hand like, weapon, yeah, right?
Man.
Yeah, he still yep. has 1 free hand or... Yep.
Or, or 2 heads.
Or 4 one other head, 2 yeah.
free... 4 free feet.
So yep. that's happening.
Well, 2 free foot slots.
Yeah.
I'm done. Oh, wait. No, I killed something. Yay. I'm done.
All right.
Rodrigo for the win.
Yeah. Before I kick down the door, I'm going to discard a Super Munchkin to get the top monster from the discard.
Solid.
Kick open the door.
Just lobbed at
for
it.
A level 16 Linworm.
All right,
Linworm.
Dragon.
-4 against Hell Knights. Will not pursue characters of level 2 or less. Bad stuff, discard all treasure cards in your hand. Right now, it is at level 12. And I am at 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19,
20, 29. Oh, I just became a necromancer.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and reanimate. Wait. The brain in a jar.
Oh, no.
No.
Which means he's up by 1 still.
For reals?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I'm huge.
But the brain is undead, so...
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. I just reanimated it.
Oh, that's right. Fiddleback Venom. +5 to monster side. Wait. What?
I'm going to see if the...
Spiders in there,
it's
but
the Ghoul Friday. Never mind.
Oh.
Yep, that's more potent.
Well, he could still discard a card, right?
He has to discard his hand.
Yeah, oh. everything in my hand.
Okay,
I could discard a hand.
So let's see. I should really bring like a pad of paper because I always like keep forgetting my bonuses. 10, 11, 12, 13. 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 29. How much is this?
That is 33.
So
I'm
need...
down by 4.
I'm down by 4. So if I got 4, I would match it and still not win.
Right. Correct.
Correct.
So you need 5.
I do need 5.
Which isn't quite what you've got in your hand.
It's not quite what I got in my hand.
In fact, the monster in your hand is 4?
Yep. But let's see if there's something else I can do here. Going to try to run away from the Dargon. But first, I'm going to get that med kit.
Not during combat.
I can't do this during combat. And guards on top of the discard side, you may take it in play from your hand or equal to greater value. You may not do this in combat. Nope, you're right. Alright, run away from the dragon. I don't. I discard all treasure cards in my hand.
Oh, you don't have any treasure cards in your hand.
I don't. But I do lose a lot of crap from the brain in a jar, which I basically can't run away from anyway, right?
Right. Nope. He is a beast.
Yeah, that guy sucks.
Great sci-fi monster, though.
Yep, there's two levels.
And all of your classes.
And my classes.
Pooh, man.
Serves you right for having all the super munchkin. Hey, I'm sitting over here with 15 classes in my hand.
So is there any weapons that are usable by your class only?
No. I actually ditched those. And then I'll end my turn.
Alright, four doors.
It's back alive.
Where am I? Four treasures.
And now Steven wins because we're all spent.
Yeah. Oh, he's still at level 9?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah, no, that sun elixir or whatever it was
yeah, kind it helped. Of
beefy.
When it has big item, what is that a hand? It doesn't say, it just says big.
It's just a big item that you're carrying around.
Okay.
And you still can only carry one big item.
Yep. I am going to give up being an Eagle Knight.
Go figure.
And become a
Pathfinder.
Hell Knight.
Oh.
Counts as armor and headgear, so I can't wear headgear.
Yep.
Correct.
Okay, that's all right.
Correct, Commando.
What?
All right, so now I'm a Hell Knight, so I got a plus 5 there, so that's 14. I've got a plus 5 Star Scone, so that's 19. I've got Your Feet Are Dragon. It's a minus 1 to roll away, but it does give me plus 4, so there's 23, and I got a red shirt sidekick.
Nice.
And I'm going to now kick open the door. Pow, against a level 18 Tree Razor Dragon.
Oof.
No, it's not a dragon.
Nope, it's not a dragon.
Nope. Bad stuff, lose 3 levels. Characters higher than level 4 lose 1 level. If you're carrying Black Axe when Tree Razor enters combat against you, or vice versa, discard it. Otherwise, discard your highest bonus item. Ouch! Crappus!
I'm gonna guess.
Yes.
And here I thought I was gonna have to try and reanimate the brain again.
So now it's 14... What am I got here? 14, 18 to its 18. Alright, well, I'm going to use Liquid Blade. Use during any combat, but only if you have at least one free hand, plus 4 to the munchkin side. So that puts me 4 up.
Oh no.
Discard 3 cards to reanimate the next monster in the pile.
Dang, we're getting a lot of mileage out of that brain in a jar.
He'll never go away.
I was really happy when you put him on top.
Yeah, so was I.
Me too?
No.
No.
Sarcasm.
Oh. Oh.
Zach's new here. He's new to the podcast. He's never been here before.
I didn't get it.
Gave up my double life.
Must have been a rough choice.
No.
No, he hasn't.
I'm never going to see another faction. That's totally another faction.
So I'm going to lose 2 levels and maybe more. I could lose 5 levels here.
Man, come down to the 4 club.
You'd lose 3 at most.
Oh.
No. 2 levels here, 3 levels here.
Oh, characters higher than level 4 lose 1 level even if they escape. So you're going to lose at least 3 levels.
Yep.
Man, Rob.
Upwards of 5.
Steven was so nice to you.
All things considered, despite how rough this has been, this is probably how you want a game of Munchkin to go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I totally agree. All right, I can't run away against a brain in a jar, so I lose 2 levels already. Bloop, bloop.
Your class, which doesn't exist.
Don't have class. And what else do I lose? Something else? No, all my items.
It. Two that's levels it? And your classes.
Two levels and my classes. Now to run away against Tree Razor. And I do.
Huzzah.
But I lose a level. To level 6.
Still in last.
And I sneak right into first.
Is that it? That is it.
Oh, kick down the door. Ah!
Oh,
Charaka.
Give me a break.
It's a level 4. 5, 6, 7, 15.
Fart noises with my mouth.
I'm good.
I think everybody's out of cards except for Steven.
I got one.
You've got a monster.
Yeah.
None.
See? Happy Christmas, Rob. Oh, that doesn't take you to the winning level?
No.
Oh, I thought that was the winning level.
Oh, nope. So did I.
Nope, he's out.
No.
That's why I was acting defeated.
I lost 2 levels when I was at 9, and I only was able to obtain 1.
Gah. All the way down to level 6.
Go ahead.
Oh, door kicking. I'm so excited. A level 5 Dragon Racer. Dragon Racer cannot be outrun.
Wins.
No matter what cards or abilities you have that say otherwise, if you don't defeat him, the bad stuff happens automatically. Bad stuff is discard the item giving you the biggest bonus. Let me get my app open. Make sure I don't want to count things again. I'm at 15 power level. If I made a munchkin like Dragon Ball Z, every card would be worth over 9,000.
9,000?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That would really throw off the balance of the game, Zach.
Yeah, I know, but that joke would only get old after about 2 turns.
9,000? Yeah, you're right, it is.
Can I beat it?
I think so.
Bam!
Is it a goblin?
No.
It's a dragon.
It's a dragon.
Oh!
No,
go ahead.
Oh, yay! 1 level.
2 treasures.
2 treasures.
Or, am I now the lowest level?
No, I'm at 5.
Yep. Zach is still last.
And I have a dog bot. Yay!
Beep boop. Arf.
Arf boop. Plus 3. I am done.
Okay. I'm going to kick down the door.
Okay. Could I have discarded my sidekick to get rid of...
The brain in the jar?
Yeah.
Not the brain in the jar, but to get rid of the dragon thing. The Tree Razor.
Okay.
I'm psychic. You get a plus 2 to any combat if you fight alone. That is, you don't ask another player to help you. You can discard 1 card at any time, even during combat, to either look at any other player's hand. You may not show it to other players or see the future. Look at, but not draw, rearrange, or show to others the next 3 cards in either deck. Okay. I'm going to go looking for trouble.
Go figure.
Yep. Against a level 4 Tengu. Plus 3 against Pathfinder, which I'm not. Bad stuff, lose the item worth the most gold pieces. In case of ties, choose 1. It's level 4. Right now my effective level is 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. Plus 7 is 29. Anybody? 3, 2, 1, smash
no.
The Tengu.
Kill it, King Tengu.
Okay. Up to level 8. And 2 treasures.
2 treasures.
Ah, yes. And the prophecy is fulfilled. I get a plus 2 laser.
Oh my god.
So for those of you keeping track, I do have the laser, daser, maser, banana, fana, faux phaser.
Is there any other kind of super bonus that goes when you have the whole...
I don't think so.
One of them, which I think was in the expansion,
gives you a
Clown
bonus
Wars,
per.
Gives you a bonus either per or if you have
the whole
X of them. And not then, the whole thing, because the whole thing is like 15 cards
oh, really?
In
okay.
the long run. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. I'm going to sell my Paralysis Wand and Symbiotic Partner, which is usable by Cyborg only, to go up a level to level 9.
Ooh.
Take a run at it.
Tie game.
All Steven. Right. Kick open the door. Pow. And I have a Traitor class. I'm a Traitor Hell Knight.
I was one of those for a while.
I can have two sidekicks in the game. When an item card is on top of the discard stack, you may take it by discarding items. It's only an item card, right?
Mm-hmm. But you could discard 500 worth of items, which if
yeah.
headgear is
yeah,
might as you're... well, because the paralysis wand is usable by trader.
It's only 400 is that headgear.
Ah, bummer.
Yeah. But I think I will go looking for trouble. Probably going to be a... Let me see here. All right, I'm going to try this. Probably going to regret it. Level 8. Thing man was not meant to know. Plus 5 against males, which makes this a level 14.
Ooh.
It doesn't mind knowing female characters. They do not have to fight it and gain one level if they don't fight. Bad stuff, you must lose either a race or a class. If you have no racer class to lose, you go back to level 1. So, I am beating this by 1.
Wow.
2, right? 2, sorry.
It's at 13.
Yeah.
You're at 15.
Fantastic.
14. It's a 14. Oh, I'm sorry, 13. Yep, math. Beating it by 2.
Kill it.
3-2 smash.
Merry Christmas.
Two treasures, one level. I've got a buzz glove. Bzz.
Oh, wait, no. It's like...
Yeah, there you go. And I'm done.
Ring, ding, 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 ding. Kick down the door. Super Munchkin! Well, figure time!
Did you discard all your classes?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm still a super necromancer.
Yeah, you are. You're the most super necromancer I know.
And I'm going to loot the room because I don't have any monsters in my hand.
Man.
You can go.
Yeah. Kick the door. Curse. No. You don't have a big item. Lose a level. I do have a big item.
Do you?
I do. Well,
that sucks.
Ah, man.
Two small items do not make a big item.
Well, this one is big.
But it's duct tape.
But now it's duct tape to my team.
Oh, no. It's one item. Zach, that's terrible.
That is terrible.
Can I kill my dog bot?
It's not big.
Yeah, I know. Can I just kill him to make that go away? Is that possible?
Nope.
No. I will sacrifice an animal for once.
I think.
Dog bot's not a sidekick.
Just an item.
Just an item. Darn it. Darn it.
Be treasures.
Those are treasures. Those are treasures.
This game was over like 5 different times.
Yeah.
None of them did I have a chance of winning.
None of the scenarios as Zach wins, but...
But, you know.
Yeah.
I've been here the whole time.
He showed up. Zach showed up.
That's worth a level, right?
Half the I'm going to level 6. I'm still in last.
Yeah, it was worth the level. You started at level 2.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I lost it.
I know.
Oh, wait. Loot. Ooh. Oh. Oh, maybe this will be interesting. I have a sidekick. His name is Rogue. The rogue can steal for you. Anytime except during combat, you may discard a card to try to steal any non-wearable item carried by another player. Roll a die, 4 or more succeeds. Otherwise, the rogue joins the person you tried to steal from. Interesting.
So you can steal Rob's Dragon Balls?
You can steal Rodrigo's Azer.
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, man. Which would be the best thing to go after? Cause
it would be. So you could discard your card and try to go after his...
Might as well. I just lost my cool thing. I have to discard it? Okay.
Yeah.
Poop. Okay, I'm going to discard my big red button.
Ooh. Mm.
I know, man. It was a rough decision.
Ooh.
I'm going to draw this yellow dice out of my sack. I'm going to roll this dice and hopefully get a...
Hang on.
Okay.
So, if so, he would like steal the whole thing.
Yep, yeah. It's one item when it's attached.
All right,
4
or more, right?
Yep.
Hey, good job, Zach.
Come to me.
I assume you're going to grow an extra hand.
Yeah. I am Three-handed mutant.
I am going to do my traitor thing.
You want the big red button?
I do want that big red button.
What is a big red button?
Plus +5 to either side, usable only once.
Done.
Okay.
Well, it's better than the headgear that you can't use anyways.
Exactly.
I'm going to kick down the door.
And hope it's not too big.
Yeah. Hey, level 4 space cowboy.
Oh, come on.
Some people call him the space cowboy. Some people just kill him. Get an extra +2 to your attack for each card you discard. Bad stuff ties you up with Electro Lasso. You may not help anyone until after your next turn. Right now I'm beating him on my level alone, but let's calculate it out anyway. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. So I am beating it by 16.
Bleh.
Throwing a monster in.
Undead thing man was not meant to know.
So that makes it a level 13.
So that's 17 total. And he's at 20.
Plus 5 for the monsters.
22 to 20.
22 to 20?
Yup.
20 to 20? 22 to 20.
Got anything else, Zach, to throw in? Because I'm out.
I am spent.
Oh,
did he win without his giant gun?
Yes, he did.
Fantastic.
It's a Christmas miracle. Rob did not win. Unless Rob has something to throw in. Don't you have something you can sacrifice?
No, I pitched cards wrong. I should have.
That's all right.
Pitched it.
Don't worry.
That way.
My winnings, don't worry, then you could have gotten that.
Congratulations, Rodrigo.
Don't worry.
All right, so Rodrigo, what did everybody think?
I am the space finder.
What did everybody think?
Yeah, this was good.
Actually, you know what?
Good munchkin times.
Yeah, go ahead. Good munchkin times. I actually enjoyed, for the first time, playing Star Munchkin.
Phew!
So take that for what it's worth.
He's coming around.
No.
I think this was
a really nice combo.
Well, the other thing is we played Star Munchkin fairly early on. I don't know if it was the second one we played. Star Munchkin is probably the most complex munchkin. So,
yeah, it's the only one that has complex items.
Wah, wah. Good job, Rob.
Jokes.
You're back above shunning.
Woo!
No, that's a bad thing.
It's above shunning.
Out and out disdain.
Oh, no. Oh, now there's that one thing we can't describe.
Right. So, the fact that we're all more familiar with Munchkin now helps to be able to grok more complicated cards. And then the other one is if you cut it with something, that's not very complicated. And I'd say Pathfinder is not a very complicated...
It's not complicated,
all of the complication
but there's a lot
is in
of...
the classes and factions.
Yeah.
I just thought this was a nice balanced combo between the two decks. I mean, there wasn't anything that... You know, sometimes when we put decks together, it's obvious that certain items overpower the entire game.
Yeah, the only thing I would say is that... since Pathfinder doesn't have any races, it makes cards that reference race a lot less powerful.
But then again,
Star Munchkin doesn't have factions, so you end up kind of with the same thing, which isn't necessarily a good thing. It's not a good thing that you end up with two potentially, you know, lower worth sets of cards.
Yeah.
However, that's... the whole reason they went with faction over race in Pathfinder is so they weren't doubling up when you were comboed it with the thing that had race.
Right.
Which I thought...
Well, and we saw plenty of factions. But honestly, again, you get the decks this big, it's likely that some... It's the thing with Munchkin is like you're very likely to have some aspect of the game never show up at all. I know we've played games of Munchkin Cthulhu mixed with something else where, like, everybody draws an Ichor enhancer, but we never see, like, we see maybe one Ichor in the whole game.
Well, and, you know, the last time when we played this, and it was when we were doing the dragon rules correctly, it just the dragons overpowered, but here they weren't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They weren't overpowered. I really like this combo. I think it worked really well. Now, how well it works with other sets, I don't know. I guess we'll find that out in the future. And so while Rob finishes separating the decks so that we can reset for our next adventure in the future, don't forget to head over to majorspoilers.com. If you want to buy Munchkin Pathfinder, click on that Amazon.com link. That will take you to the Amazon store, and you can buy away. You can get, what is it, Clowns in Space? What's that expansion for Star Munchkin?
Clown Wars.
Clown Wars. You can, of course, get the Pathfinder Dragons expansion, all of that stuff over at Amazon.com. A little bit comes our way. Be on the lookout for some great things happening in 2014 and also in 2015. We're already that far ahead in awesome things coming up. All over at majorspoilers.com. And if you have any questions, just send them to podcast@majorspoilers.com. And I guess that's it. Happy holidays, everyone. I don't know if we'll be back before Christmas or before New Year. Maybe we will. Yeah, we'll see.
It's a surprise.
Yeah, all right. Happy holidays. And remember, it's the holidays. Let Rob win. Except for this time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.